from the Northwest to the Southeast. This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
My favorite part of the show where Automatic Andy tells us his vehicle virgin stories.
Nick, I have so much to tell you.
Tell me about what you've been driving, and did it put a spring in your step?
Yeah, Nick, my feet were spring coiled because I was so happy. Nick, I got to drive a cool car and you didn't.
Okay.
Nick, this car was a trip down memory lane. This was the car to have when I was in high school. I'm talking about puka shell necklaces, NSYNC, and the Volkswagen GTI.
Wow.
This is what I was all about.
Such a picture now.
It was. Nick, bye with the little puka shells. You remember those little puka shell necklaces?
Yeah, blonde frosted tips.
Yeah, that's what this was. So, and Nick, especially like when I was in high school.
Did you ever have blonde frosted tips?
I did have hair once. Yeah.
I know you had hair. Everyone had hair once, or most people. But did you ever bleach the ends blonde frosted?
I did.
I remember when you first came as my intern
mm-hmm.
to work.
I had puka shells.
You had hair.
I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And I had puka shells, a lot of puka shells.
And you lost a bet somewhere. You had to shave it like a monk.
Yeah, I looked,
And then it never grew back.
That was my downfall for the one stunt, the last little bit of hair I did. I took it off.
You had a horseshoe and it never disappeared.
It just continued to horseshoe.
Do you know, we can get into this, but it does give you extra headroom in a car.
Come on. Come on, Nick. I need every little inch I can get in those cars.
You could be like Breakthrough Bill, who has a thick, he has hair everywhere. In fact, I noticed that he has braided it in his ears. Anyway, he has that very soft, like, he doesn't need to wear a helmet.
No, because he's got the built-in cushion.
He does. Like, he hits his head and he's fine.
I'm jealous of your hair, Bill.
You're jealous of anyone with hair, basically.
Yeah, I don't have any hair, and it looks weird, but I look good when I shave it.
All right, so back to the Golf GTI puka shell story.
Nick, it has those little air fresheners that come in a cup and take up a drink holder space, because you don't care. You just car needs to smell good while you're listening to NSYNC, because it's 1999.
Yeah.
This had a strong chokehold on all teenagers from 95 to 1999.
Except for girls who used to drive the Jetta.
Yes, the guys had the Golf GTI and the girls had the Jetta, and that's just what it was. The GTI arguably initiated and pioneered the hot hatch revolution. I can't stand that terminology. Hot hatch.
Why?
I can't, Nick. Because it's a car, not a hot hatch. I feel like it, like hot lunch at school with a piece of roast beef and gravy.
That's what people call your mouth.
It's a hot hatch.
Yeah.
Nick, it's held the hot hatch crown for decades. I can't. Hot hatch. Do I think there are better hot hatches? Yes.
Ooh.
But this is the OG, the grandpappy, the innovator, Nick. This is the king hot hatch. I'm gonna see if I can get that in like five more times today. So as a result, every other hot hatch, there's one, kneels in respect. So in 2023, does it still hold true as the pinnacle of hot hatching?
Wait.
There's two.
When cars kneel, I almost feel like the wheels have folded underneath.
Nick, think of an Autobot.
Okay.
You roll bubble, and they get down on their knees, okay? It's the true pinnacle of hot hatching. There's two. Or is this its victory lap towards retirement?
Hmm.
You don't know, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to continue to be
they
a hot hatch?
They retired the regular Golf.
They did?
Yeah, now there's only the GTI and the Type R.
I'm just now hearing this.
Yeah. Oh, you are? That only happened a year and a half ago.
Well, it's because they're declining at hot hatches. There's three. The GTI was redesigned for the 2022 model year, complete with updated styling and more modern interior features. So not a lot has gone on new for this one. But it still possesses the fun-to-drive nature that makes it a performance icon and a hot hatch. There's four. A turbocharged 2-liter, 241-horsepower 4-banger. Is under the hood and powers the front wheels through either a 7-speed automatic or a 6-speed manual transmission, which was not my choosing because I don't want the manual. Its cabin is spacious in both the front and the back, and like every GTI since the nameplate's inception, there's plenty of room for cargo under the hot hatchback door. There's four. Whether you are new to speedy boxes on wheels or have been a faithful GTI fan since the early days, the latest rendition is as fun-loving as when the original first arrived on these shores. So, is anything new? No, not really. Aside from the 40th anniversary edition that helps celebrate the 40 years of hot hatching, there's five, I did it, and since it's made its debut on American waters. So, Nick, which one am I going to buy? Well, we got the S, the 40th anniversary edition, the SE and the Autobahn version. I'm going to buy the Autobahn one because it's the Autobahn one.
All right.
But realistically, the SE is the one to buy.
Yeah.
You get the most for your paper money, and the SE adds a 400 kilowatt Harman Kardon hot hatch audio system.
Oh.
A cool illuminated grill, enhanced infotainment features, and a sunroof. It can also be fitted with leather upholstery, ventilated front seats, and memory settings for the driver's seat, which, let me tell you, is an underrated feature because, especially in our situation, there's different butts in the car, and every butt has a different variation of where it wants to sit. Right. So I claimed the number two spot because most people want number one.
Yeah.
So I hit the number two, and it makes it for me.
Ooh.
I do that, Nick. Nick, what makes it go? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
The 2023 Golf GTI is powered by a turbocharged 2-liter four banger that helps make 241 horses and 273 pound of torques.
Mm.
That's an increase of 13 horses and 15 pound feet versus its predecessor.
All right.
But that power is still routed to the front wheels through either a standard 6-speed manual transmission. Boo. Or an optional 7-speed dual clutch automatic. That even sounds cooler. I want dual clutches. Yeah, that's something that you don't get, you manual users, is a dual clutch. Not only is the new GTI quicker in a straight line, we credit its revised suspension, electronically controlled limited slip diff, and brake-based torque vectoring. That is a lot going on with the car.
Yeah, it does. A lot of vectoring and torquing.
Dang. For an uptick in entertainment value on back roads and racetracks. The VW's expertly tuned chassis deserves more praise now than it ever has because it has a sharp response. It's not too hard, not too soft. Ride quality, it's just right in the middle. And the latter was experienced in the Autobahn model because we got to drive one of those too, but just for a day. And it was the one that I want.
Oh.
It comes with an adjustable adaptive damper. I still, after a few years doing this, have no idea what that means. I don't know what a damper does. It sounds like a Debbie Downer.
No. So think about, what would a damper do?
It puts you in a bad mood?
No. Not a downer, a damp.
Makes damper. Things wet?
No.
A like damper, when you sweat?
A damper stops the amount of give you feel in a car when it goes over a bump. That's the best way to explain it. That's very much layman's terms, but imagine it's a soft cushion. Instead of...
Yeah.
You get...
Oh, so it's like a pillow.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
That's the best way to explain it.
So adjustable adaptive dampers means just you're going to need to fluff your pillow.
Yeah, you can have as fluffy as you want.
Oh, Nick, why don't you teach car school? I know what that means now. I need extra soft dampenings.
Yeah.
Because I really
thought...
It dampens
your fall.
I thought that's what you feel for when you change a diaper.
Oh, okay.
But I guess not. So it comes with adaptive pillow cushions and a set of 19 inch wheels that are bigger than the 18 inch ones and summer tires. And you also get a soft brake pedal, which are all desirable when you're cruising down the street.
Huh.
Nick, how's the petrol situation?
Yeah, well, how?
The most efficient Golf GTI model is one with the automatic transmission. See, manuals aren't even good for the environment.
They're good for nothing.
Yeah, good for nothing. And they get 25 city and 34 in the highway, which is great. And the manual people get one less mile a gallon, so take that, dual clutch. Nick, is the inside nice? Well, of course it is. The GTI boasts a more modern, smooth, minimalistic design, and it makes everything nice and just looks like it flows good. So am I giving it the stamp?
Yeah, are you?
Yes, absolutely. Whoa. Overnight me two of these.
All right.
I want the Autobahn version.
Automatic Andy, there's more on the way. Stand by.
Listen to previous episodes of the show, watch automotive videos, and get the latest inside automotive info at ourautoexpert.com.